We're just reaching us earlier in the program. Olivia Newton-John passes away at the age of 73. And gentleman Jim Dallas, you followed her career for a lot of years. What an amazing talent.
Oh, yeah. From down under, Aussie. Remember in her early career in the United States, she was kind of a crossover, and she was singing a little bit of country, too. Have You Never Been Mellow? Do you remember that song?
I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of country. There were some other country hits, too. And then, of course, after Grace came along, that really upped her profile. Not only in the industry, but across the world, because she's a pretty good actress too, wasn't
no,
she?
No, she was a great actress, but her singing, you know, she'll always be known by some of the great songs that she produced. So
that soundtrack, the Grease soundtrack, and in that movie, you can still watch today.
And that's like what, John Travolta?
With Olivia Newton-John, and yeah, just a whole list of people that were in this, Stockard Channing, and it was just, and the music that came out of it, too. A lot of Frankie Valli stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the title track, Grease, was probably one of his biggest hits.
Yeah. That's amazing stuff. Yeah, kind of melancholy, kind of sad, but she leaves behind a whole legacy of great music. Olivia Newton-John, dead at the age of 73. Coming up on the program, I'm always excited to find out what Wayne Allyn Root's been up to, but I don't know. All I know is that he went on vacation, but he's back. And we'll get a chance to visit with him coming up. And just what did he do on his summer vacation? The last trip he took was to Mar-a-Lago and hung out with the former president. I mean, with a beautiful new wife, Cindy. How do you top that? Mar-a-Lago and hanging out with the former president. What can you do? Good question. We'll find out from Wayne Allyn Root. Coming up in just a matter of minutes. In fact, I'm also going to ask him about this stupid stuff they did over the weekend in the Senate. We'll leave you with the late, great Olivia Newton-John. To cry. I'm not the first to know. There's just no getting over you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden is pledging continued federal support to Kentucky residents affected by historic flooding.
After witnessing firsthand the damage from deadly and devastating storms that caused severe flooding in eastern Kentucky, the president offered a helping hand in the form of increased federal assistance to the state to help its recovery.
Federal government, all its resources, we're not leaving. As long as it takes, we're going to be here.
He and the First Lady met with families and first responders during a day trip to Kentucky, where more than three dozen people have died following recent storms and flooding.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at townhall.com, the white man who shot and killed Ahmaud Arbery, a black man that he chased in Georgia, gets a life sentence for committing a federal hate crime.
Travis McMichael's punishment is largely symbolic. He was sentenced earlier this year to life without parole in a Georgia state court for Arbery's murder. Inside court, he didn't speak. Outside court, in the pelting rain, Marcus Arbery, the 25-year-old victim's father, said McMichael had shown his son no mercy and he deserves the same, to rot in state prison.
That's the thing that really bothered me real bad. It didn't act for mercy. They didn't give him no mercy that day.
McMichael, his father, and their neighbor said they thought Arbery was a burglar. His mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says the sentence was just.
I feel every shot, every day.
Audio courtesy WJXX, I'm Julie Walker.
Federal safety officials confirming they will let Boeing resume deliveries of the Dreamliner 787 jet. The FAA expects Boeing to start shipping out the long-shell planes in the coming days. Production marred by several problems, including gaps between panels of the plane's carbon composite skin. The Dow had 27 points, but the NASDAQ finished down 13. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
It's 104 of this. Here's your KFZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, about 300,000 students are back hitting the barks today as the Clark County School District begins classes. Some things to remember as the new school year gets underway. There is no COVID-19 mask mandate, but students and employees are welcome to wear one if you want. All students are eligible for free school meals. In fact, the program is going to be running through the 2024-2025 school year. The big change, salad bars are returning after being put on hiatus during the COVID-19 pandemic. Increased security measures are now in place at schools, including new perimeter fencing and a single point of entry. The district is adjusting start and end times for more than half of its 360 campuses in an effort to improve school bus on time rates. With school back in session, remember to heed to the school zones. Remember to slow down. No passing, no U-turns. And please, do remember to stop for buses when their flashing red lights are on. A lot of kids running around, and they're not looking. So do plan ahead and add more driving time. Do practice a little bit of patience.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A little bit of congestion there through the resort area of Interstate 15 right now, north at Spring Mountain, south at Flamingo. And do remember those HOV lanes are under repair throughout the month of August on Interstate 15, both directions. That's between Tropicana and the 215 interchange.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said. Or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can actually increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. It's so good to have him back from vacation. He is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. You hear him every afternoon at 3 o'clock. I was thinking to myself, your last vacation with your beautiful new bride, Cindy, you went to Mar-a-Lago, hung out with the former president. It was a wonderful, wonderful vacation. How did you top this one?
Well, actually, that wasn't my last one, Kev. I was away for just a quick, like, 5-6 days to Park City, Utah over July 4th. And now, again, we took about 3 weeks home, and now we went back to Park City, Utah. That's my go-to spot for the last 20 years.
Oh,
I
neat.
Probably go 4 times a year for 20 years. So I've been there 80 times. I love Park City, Utah. I consider it my second home. It's the most beautiful place on earth. In the summer, when Vegas is 105 and 110, Park City is 75 and 80 during the day and 45 to 50 at night. And it is wonderful. And then, of course, in the winter around Christmas, there's more Christmas lights than you could believe. I think it's one of the most amazing places on earth.
That is incredible. And it's, again, just a stone's throw from Salt Lake City.
It is. And, I know I've managed to find a way to turn everything into a political statement, but I'm going to do it again. So here's the political I found in Park City, Utah. So first of all, the entire world moved to Park City during COVID. So every house is now $4 to $8 million.
$4 to $8 million.
The same houses that were $2 million 3 years ago are now $4 to $8 million. The appreciation is more than any city on the planet Earth. And every single person in my last two vacations there, 3 weeks ago and this time, put the 2 weeks together. I was there for 2 weeks. I saw thousands of people, restaurants, walking down Main Street, hiking, whatever I was doing. I saw thousands of people over a two-week period. And not one of them was anything but white. There are no black people. There are no Hispanic people other than people that clean the dishes in the back of a restaurant. There's nothing but white people in Park City. Now, I go there because it's sunny and it's cool. But you have to question why liberals, when they're running away during COVID from New York and L.A. and San Francisco, and they can afford to buy a house anywhere in the world, they're willing to spend $8 million on a house in a town that's 100% white. You have to ask that question. Because I just go there because it's sunny and cool. But they're subconscious. consciously, and this is what I've always said about liberals, Kevin, they are the biggest racists in the world. They actually run away from black people. You find me a liberal politician or a big-mouth liberal lawyer or someone like that, a government employee, and someone who votes Democrat and says we're all racist, and I will prove to you that every single one of them live in 100% white neighborhoods and go to work at 100% white offices, and in this case, they all run away to a 100% white town in the middle of COVID, and you just wonder how they can point the finger at us. It's amazing.
Again, Wayne Allen Root joining us, the host of Raw and Unfiltered and the author of the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Congress, or at least the United States Senate over the weekend, did the unthinkable, the Build Back Better light bill. How much damage do they do to our country, and is it a correctable error?
Yeah, listen, I don't know if any of this is recoverable. There's a point at which you tip so far, Kevin, that the country never recovers. And I've made this comment again and again on my show, and I've made it again and again with in person with Donald J. Trump. You know, it's all well and good that you want to be president in 2024, and I think you may very well be by 2024 because the country will be so wrecked that, you know, they'll vote for anybody but the Democrat Party. But I don't know if the country is recoverable by 2024. I don't know if we survive until 2024, and if we do survive, we're going to be on such an edge that I don't know that you ever can reverse the damage that's been done. So it's not about this bill. It's about all the bills together. But who in the middle of a disaster like this passes a bill like this? There's nobody in America who cares about climate change outside of the extreme left of the Democrat Party. And every study proves it, Kevin. Again and again, they ask them, what are the priorities of America? And climate change always comes in last place. If it's 1 through 20, 1 through 10, 1 through 50, climate change is always in last place. Nobody picks climate change as a priority. And they just spent hundreds of billions of dollars on climate change. It's all wasted taxpayer money, and it's also going to add to inflation. Inflation's not going to go up, not down. Whatever government spends, inflation goes up. So the reduced inflation bill is going to dramatically hike inflation. And more importantly, besides the waste and the climate change lies, the more important thing is hundreds of millions in Democrat giveaways to Democrat donors. And the more important thing over that is the IRS. My God. This is why, if Republicans had a brain, the entire midterm should be based on you either love America or the IRS, but you can't love both. If you love the IRS, then you're a Democrat. If you want more IRS agents and more money by the billions given to the Internal Revenue Service to go after Americans, hunt them down, hound them, ruin their lives, close small businesses, destroy the middle class, if that's what you want, vote Democrat. But if you think the IRS is like the Gestapo and you hate their guts and don't want more IRS and would not spend an extra $80 billion on the IRS and would not hire 87,000 new agents to harass the American people, you better vote Republican. To me, that should be every single ad, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I know the American people, and they hate the IRS. And the Democrat Party just gave the IRS all the money and all the tools and all the agents to come after the American people and ruin our lives. So that should be the central issue of the midterms, along with inflation and open borders. Right there. There it is.
I know that the Republican National Committee and all kinds of folks on the right have accused Catherine Cortez Masto of casting what is being portrayed as the deciding vote. Is that fair? Is that a fair reading of this 51-50 deal?
Well, you know, look, the deciding vote was Kamala Harris. You know, it was 50-50, and Kamala Harris, the vice president, cast the deciding vote. But, I mean, Catherine Masto is a terrible person, and she votes with Democrats on everything. Look, this is my argument. Are there moderate Democrats in the world? No. They may think they're moderate. They may say they're moderate. But in the end, they vote 99% with Joe Biden's agenda, which means they don't have a moderate bone in their body. They're extreme, radical, environmental Nazi wackos. They're all nuts, and they're all into just wasting, bloating the national debt and destroying our country and destroying our economy. If they all do the same thing and vote the same way, including Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, they all vote the same way 99% of the time. So if they have a D after their name, they are for the destruction of America. Stop telling me about moderate Democrats or Democrats who supposedly care about Nevada and do good things for Nevada. In the end, Harry Reid and Masto and every other one of them, and Sisolak, they all vote the same way as Joe Biden on everything. Don't blame Joe Biden. Blame the entire Democrat Party and Democrat policies for what's happening to the United States of America. And yes, of course, I'm voting for Adam Laxalt. There's no question who I'm supporting, because I know what Castro Mastro is doing to the United States of America. It's bad.
Well, and Cortez Masto voted against an amendment put forth by Ted Cruz that would prevent the exportation of crude oil from the U.S. Strategic Oil Reserves to China. She's saying, oh, that's just fine. Is that the sort of senator we want to have?
Well, that's why I call her Castro Mastro. Didn't you hear me say that? That was not a slip of the tongue. She's Fidel Castro in a woman. These are terrible people. They're awful, evil people who believe in America last, and America's always wrong, and the American people are always wrong, and let's screw over the American people in favor of high energy costs that help our enemies all around the world. She's awful, and that's why she's Castro Mastro.
The House will vote on the measure on Friday. It will be signed by the president. It will become law. The question is, what can we do about it?
If you don't vote Republican in the midterms, there's really nothing else you can do about it. I don't know what to say anymore. There's nothing else you can do. You know, the fact is that they stole the election. They cheated, they rigged, and they stole the election so that they would have 4 years to destroy America. And they're doing it. And they've got the 51-50 lead, counting the vice president as a tiebreaker in the U.S. Senate. And they've got a very slim lead in the House. And here's the really sad thing I'm going to tell you, because you're going to hate what I'm going to say, Kev. You know, even if Republicans win in a landslide in November, nothing will change for another 2 years. Because even if you have a big lead in the House, and it's arguable whether they're going to take the Senate or not, that's a very close one. We may win or lose the Senate by one seat. But let's say we take the Senate by one or two seats, and we win the House by a landslide. You're not going to be able to do one thing, because the president will veto. You know, there's sure no veto-proof majority there. So everything Republicans propose will be vetoed by the president. All you could do is block what he does. But for 2 years, it's a total stalemate. No one's going to get anything. Now, that's normally pretty good. It's a lot better than letting Biden pass this horrible agenda. But there's two reasons I think that doesn't even help. Number one, the country is sinking economically. So you need to do more than do nothing and stop Biden. You got to pass bills that neutralize and overcome what Biden does. Well, you're never going to do that for two more years. You're not going to be able to do anything but block him from doing more damage, but you're not in position to heal or change the damage that's already in place. So that's number one. And number two is this whole thing is a joke, because the president just issues executive orders. You know, it's, at least if you're a Democrat, if you don't like what we're doing, then you just executive order the United States to death. That's what Obama did. That's what Biden's done so far. And if Biden has no more majority, he'll just issue a slew of executive orders to do the same thing that he wants to do, but doesn't have Congress there to do. So he'll go over Congress's head. And then you have to wait for the Supreme Court to make a decision. And I don't trust them. They're on our side 50% of the time. They're against us 50. So, you know, I don't trust anything the Supreme Court says or does anymore. So it's really a disastrous situation that we have to wait another 2.5 years before you have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican president to maybe save America and neutralize the damage done by this clown in the White House now and all the people like Castro Mastro that support him.
I want to ask you, because the president and his people all swear up and down that this so-called Inflation Reduction Act will actually bring down inflation. What if it doesn't? I mean,
it's not. It has nothing to do with inflation. It's more spending. First of all, it's more spending and tax increases. How does increasing taxes and increasing spending on climate change or anything else ever bring inflation down? And the answer is it doesn't. How does paying 87,000 more IRS agents bring inflation down? That's just more massive government waste and spending. Every one of those agents gets a pension for life. This is just the bankruptcy of America. It doesn't do anything good. But listen, before we end this, because I know our time is running short, I want to get to another issue that's near and dear to my heart. You know I'm very big on the fact that the COVID vaccine is very deadly and very dangerous, and I just want to make sure I mention on your show that while I was away in Park City, guess what came out in the news? Not in the mainstream news, but what came out? Six doctors died in one city, in one country, in a few days, in a one-week period. in Toronto, Canada. Six doctors, all young, got their fourth shot and dropped dead. Dropped dead.
Wow.
I know their names. I know their ages. I've seen photos of them. They're real, very real human beings. Six Canadian doctors in one city, all under the age of 50, all died suddenly after being vaccinated. Swimming, running, walking, sitting, they just drop dead suddenly. It's happening so often now. It's called SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. But none of the doctors are willing to admit that it's vaccine related. SADS is a new term since the vaccine because so many people have dropped dead suddenly. So I'm about to write this column. You know, the six dead doctors dying in 1 week in one city, does that wake anybody up? Do you not understand what's happening? It's incredible. It's a tsunami of sudden death in the United States of America, all since the introduction of the COVID vaccine. So whether I can prove it's the vaccine or not, you know, it doesn't matter if you prove it. If you have five friends and they all die in 1 week and they're all young and you go, what do they have in common? Well, they all smoked one kind of pot. I think you might want to investigate that pot, whether there's something in it that's poison. Well, if six people die in 1 week and they're doctors and they're young, do you think maybe we should temporarily stop the vaccine? Does someone think someone should investigate before we keep giving it to little children? This is insanity, and it is every day I'm being proven right. The vaccine is deadly.
And now the next boogeyman out there is the public health emergency with monkeypox.
Yeah.
First of all, is this another COVID? I mean, is that what we're facing, and we're going to give governors and presidents all kinds of power?
Well, yeah, I mean, they are trying to use that for that, but this is really another AIDS. I remember when AIDS popped up, I'm a very pro-gay guy. You want to be gay? Be gay. Couldn't care less. God bless you. Be gay. I'm not gay. It doesn't matter. You want to be gay? Be gay. We have freedom in America. But at the time, I remember what bothered me was AIDS was basically a 100% gay issue, and they wanted to spend billions and billions of dollars researching AIDS and trying to find a cure, and that's great. But they knew the average American who was straight might be against spending hundreds of billions of dollars on AIDS research, so they lied. Dr. Fauci lied in the 1980s and told everyone a massive lie that anyone can get AIDS. It is not a gay disease. Anyone can get it, and that's just not true. It was a gay disease, unless a man was bisexual and gave it to his wife and didn't tell her that he was having sex with other men as well. It was almost 100% gay disease. So here we fast forward to today. Monkeypox is a gay disease. Like it or not, it is 100% men and is 100% gay men so far. Will it spread because of bisexual men? Sure. There's going to be some spread. But in general, it's a gay disease. But they're hiding that, and they don't want you to know it. But guess what? The CDC even had to admit it 2 days ago. They came out with a new warning for gay men and told them to stop having unprotected sex and stop having sex in gay clubs with multiple partners, stop having sex with strangers, stop going to orgies. They literally said this in the CDC report. And they said, until you get the monkeypox vaccine, refrain from having sex with 20 strangers in one club in one night. So this is not my problem or your problem. Like it or not, it's a gay disease. And you and I have no threat of ever getting it. The average person doesn't have to worry about monkeypox, whether that's good or bad. I'm just telling you fact. You have nothing to worry about if you're not gay. And if you are gay, be very careful and don't have sex with 20 strangers in one club. There's your answer.
In our final minute, how do folks find out more about what you're up to, the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, your TV show, all the stuff you got going on around you? How can they find out about it?
Yeah, rootforamerica.com is the website. I'm Wayne Root, so it's Root for America. It's what I do all day. I root for this great country, R-O-T for America.com. And my new show is coming out on weekends in about 2 weeks on Real America's Voice Network, R-A-V, Real America's Voice. And I'll have all the announcements at Root for America. And then my other TV show, Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock Vegas time, every day on Mike Lindell TV. And I'll have all the announcements at all the places you can find Mike Lindell TV. That show is going to start next Monday at 4 o'clock on Mike Lindell TV.
I don't know where you find the time. You be safe out there, and it's good to have you back, and we'll talk again next week.
God bless America. Root for America.
There you go. Wayne Allyn Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, 3 o'clock this afternoon. Hope you'll stick around, and I'll bet you he'll say something about this Build Back Better Light bill It's absolutely horrific. $700 billion. No, it's not a trillion, but it's a lot of money. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hey, Walter, how did Andro 400 work for you?
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400.